and welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And your question this week is, how do I get unfrazzled? We love this question as we see that many of you are frazzled. That word itself has an energy, and you can feel it when you say and hear the word frazzled. It is like stroking a cat's fur backwards. It is like your hair standing on end. It is like electrical impulses pulsing into you and disturbing you. Frazzled. We ask you first, when this wave of disturbance comes to you and you feel it, to pause in that moment and breathe. Take three deep, deep breaths and exhale fully. When you have done that, we ask you to ask the question, is this energy outside of me, or is it within me? What you will see and hear, especially at this time, is that much of the energetic disturbance is in world thought. It is in the air molecules around you. There is great upheaval and disturbance because of what is going on the earth right now. It is in upturning, upending. Things that have been hidden in the past that are not part of the original loving design of this planet are coming up to be seen. This is a process, dear ones, and it must happen. So simply, if you understand that this is not you, it is the energetics of the earth and those things that are needing to be released from the earth, released from human behavior and beliefs. It is a big picture, we will say. And you do not need to get hung up with the picture or the details. But for you, it is important for you to understand in your moment of peace and quiet after your three breaths that much of the disturbance is not yours. What you may ask for is God's blessing on the earth and all of life. That is your best choice in that moment. And then we counsel you also to allow yourself to be free of staying so close to the media reports that are happening on Earth today. Yes, you want to know in general what is going on, but take just 5 minutes in your day to get a beat on what is happening in the earth and on the earth, and then release it. And also, it is always good to ask God to bless the earth and all of life on earth. Then coming back to your own quiet space here to ask if there is any unresolved business that would keep you on pins and needles, so to speak, frazzled. Is there a call you need to make to someone? Is there a bill you need to pay? These are simply details of your human life. And when you ask the question, they will come up. This is how your spirit and God are so present with you. They are not simply up in the ether somewhere, and only when you ask about spiritual things are they present. They are with you constantly in your human life as well. So then you will make a note of these things, and then you will take care of them. This will free you greatly. What you also may hear is guidance in terms of your own spiritual evolution and other things as well. For example, it would be good for you to take a walk in nature, or for you to do some yoga, or take a moment to simply be still and allow the thoughts to be quiet. This some would call meditation, and that is fine. But if you do not meditate, taking a moment, even 3 or 5 minutes in your day, to be still and be quiet in the mind, this is healing also to the frazzlement that you speak of. These are just a few of our recommendations, and we do see that the primary one here is for you to recognize that much of the pulsing of energy, of frazzlement, is not your own. It did not originate with you. So recognizing this and releasing it to the God that created you, and then asking God to bless life on earth and earth herself. This is a most excellent activity for you as the new year begins. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.